So the typical case that we encounter in other municipalities is the case where the municipality wants to become a sustainable city and they want to encourage their citizens to participate and to save in their bills. But the associations and the cooperatives don't typically have that financial capacity to develop these PV installations. So in those cases, the municipality makes the investment, and then what they tender is the energy that those installations will produce. Okay.
Welcome to City Stories, the podcast by Energy Cities. I'm Miriam Eisenman and I'm your host. This podcast is for those who want to learn how cities go about with the energy transition, how they take action with courage and creativity. We all try to make green choices for a more sustainable world, and so do local authorities, as they are public buyers and they do that through public procurement. Green public procurement means that those authorities use their purchasing power to support the clean energy transition. In this episode of City Stories, Efren Guillot Sanzano, who's the head of innovation at the Spanish cooperative Grupo Enercoop, explains how bidding processes can pave the way for energy communities. In our conversation, Efren takes the example of Crevillent, a Spanish municipality close to Alicante. A few years ago, the Crevillent City Council created a concession procedure for rooftop solar on municipal buildings, and they added special community criteria. One of them was that 80% of the electricity produced on municipal roofs should be shared with local citizens. Learn more in my conversation with Efren. Let's go and let's dive into the wonderful world of tendering contracts, technical specifications, and award criteria. Efren, welcome to City Stories. I'm really glad that we found the time to talk this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. I mean, let's go.
First, who's Efren? What is Grupo Enercoop and how do these two connect?
Yes, I'm the head of innovation for Grupo Enercoop. Grupo Enercoop is a historic electric cooperative, which is involved in most of the activities around the energy and electricity. So we are an electric distribution company for the municipality of Crevillent. We are also an energy provider. So we are also selling and buying energy for our clients, and we also provide different energy services, providing PV installations or EV charging installations, and also providing consultancy services for other energy companies, focus also around the energy communities, which is a very active field now in our company. And also in the last years, the company is shifting towards becoming an energy community. So, so far, the company has 99 years old. So we are almost 100 years by next year. And because we are meeting most of the criteria to be an energy community, from 2018, we were focusing on becoming an energy community.
We're going to move on to your experience on public procurement. Let's frame that first for listeners who are new to the topic. So where does public procurement come into play when we talk about energy communities?
Energy communities, they have a very broad range of activities that they can participate in. Okay, but typically they are starting, at least in Spain, I know in other European countries they might have heating networks also, but in Spain they are mainly starting from collective PV energy installations. At the point of starting, obviously, there needs to be an energy community or an entity that wants to become an energy community, some associations, cooperative in the area that wants to be part of this model. And on the side of the municipality, what they typically do is try to motivate or to give their guidance or to push, you know, for these energy communities to thrive. So how can they do it? is by sharing resources. So one of them is financial resources, and the other one is their buildings in this case, or their assets. Okay, so in our case, how we do it is that they can make a tender process for the use of their roofs, which are currently not used for any purpose. And in our case, how we see the procurement process for these energy communities is to make a public tender process for the use of those roofs to become PV production installations, which can be shared among the users of the municipality.
So now let's get concrete. So you have been working with several Spanish municipalities on public procurement, out of which Crevient municipality. So first, tell us about your work with Crevient.
So in our case, we started through an authorization for the use of a plot of land that had no use at the moment. In Spain, we have, two ways of doing it. One is an authorization, which can only be given for 4 years. So that means it's very limited in time, and we only recommend that for pilot projects. Then the municipality, after seeing the results, they were keen on continuing with this collaboration, and they developed a tender process for the use of most of the municipal buildings that were able to host a PV installation on their roof. So for the use of those buildings through a tender process for a period of 75 years, which is the maximum period these tenders can have in Spain.
According to Efren, the tender, at least in Spain, also needs to come with a clear payment schedule. In Spain, there is a 10% fee that the concessionaire who wins the bid has to pay to the municipal authority. Typically, this is an annual fee that is being paid in kind and that corresponds to 10% of the energy generated. A bidder who applies for the public tender can increase this percentage to get additional points. In his example from Crevient, the fee is being paid in return for the concession of the use of the municipal building roofs.
The municipality decided that something to improve their communication and, let's say, closeness to their citizens and so on. So they decided to the payment in kind of on public information systems. So they decided, depending on the number of public information systems, these are like, these big panels that you have in the city with a municipal agenda, all very digital.
Yeah, indeed. The energy community Comptem does not only produce renewable energy. The community sees itself as an educator as well. The municipality, as one of their members, set up a digital information system in the public space. So through existing displays, they wanted to bring the energy topic closer to the citizens. That way, the energy community tries to raise energy literacy and to increase people's appetite for collective energy actions. What technical specifications, for example, or specific award criteria did they set?
The key criteria was that the 80% of the energy produced on these installations needed to be associated to citizens of the municipality, and that these installations needed to be of collective self-consumption, which means that according to the Spanish regulation, at the time, the users of these installations, so administratively, and they were not able to be farther than 500 meters away. So there's a limitation of 500 meters radius. Now that's changed on the regulation in Spain, and you are
2 kilometers now.
And how long did that procurement process take, and what was the outcome also?
Yeah, these things are typically not very fast, so that's why we started with the authorization, which we did it in 2019. So the publication of the tender process for all the public building roofs was made in 2021. And so over those 2 years or so is when the work on the procurement documents was actually being done and being reviewed by the secretary of the municipality and all the legal department, let's say.
And were there any risks that you foresaw before even starting the bidding process? And if so, how did you manage to get around them?
There was no risk. In our experience with other municipalities, it's not risk, but concerns that sometimes the secretaries have around the, how do you define the criteria so that it's legally possible? Because at the end, you want to limit it to citizens from your municipality, because at the end, you are giving your municipal spaces, use of your buildings, and you want that to have an effect on your municipality, on your citizens, so that they can save some money on their energy bills and also on the municipal system itself, having something in return from that. So those limiting the capacity of companies to within with these criteria that it needs to be for collective self-consumption, which limits the radius to which you can give the energy, really, helps quite a lot to, and the fact that it needs to be an energy community, because big energy companies, it's very difficult for them to be energy communities. So it's mostly local energy or local cooperatives, not necessarily from the energy sector, but cooperatives and local associations.
So you were talking about Crevient, which focuses really on making municipal roofs available through a public procurement process. Can you share a bit of insights from other collaborations you had with municipalities, maybe on other types of assets that they wanted to make available?
Yes. So now in Spain, there's some funding available for municipalities for the development of energy communities and also collective self-consumption installations. So the case is a bit different because in this case, they have the financial capacity and the advantage of the public funders to make the installation themselves, because that's not the typical case. So the typical case that we encounter in other municipalities is the case where the municipality wants to become a sustainable city and they want to encourage their citizens to participate and to save in their bills. But the associations and the cooperatives don't typically have that financial capacity to develop these PV installations. So in those cases, the municipality makes the investment, and then what they tender is the energy that those installations will produce. Okay. And in return, they ask for the participants, it's typically the same, it needs to be an energy community. And in exchange, the criteria to be selected is there's a fee always that it needs to go to the municipality, that typically it's around 10% or so, that they can also use the municipal buildings for their own energy consumption, because the municipality can also be part of the energy community, so they can participate also from these installations. You can also have another criteria for 10% must be used for vulnerable citizens in our municipality. And there's a way you can give points within this procurement process for the different bidders.
I think it's really very important to mention those social side effects. For now, very often public procurement is still about cost effectiveness more than social or community effectiveness. We should change this, and it's good that public authorities are adding more and more social criteria to their purchase activities. Efren, as you have been working for quite a while already in this field, and you're really expert in it, have you been encouraged by the change of pace that you've seen at the European, but also at the Spanish level in community energy matters during the past years?
Yeah, well, the energy sector is moving quite fast, not just on energy communities. So it's always a challenge. Sometimes there are too many changes and happening too fast, and it's quite difficult to adapt. One of them might be the very different view on, you know, distances or regulation regarding PV installations for energy communities on collective cell consumption. So the radius is 2 kilometers, but then that's because the PV installations are mounted on roofs. But if your PV installation is on the floor, then it's only 500 meters still. Also, the energy community is described, but there's no a register for energy communities in Spain. So how could you validate if someone is an energy community or not? So we can only do it by the definition. So it needs to be open, their governing body. They cannot making a lot of profits, but to give some energy services and so on. So, you know, those things are still there. So even if the regulation at European level is there, there's some things that are still lacking. In Spain, to be an energy community, it could be a cooperative, it could be an association, you know, as long as you have declared that you are those things, then that's enough. Well, enough. I mean, obviously, it needs to be open and so on, which is not the case for many companies. And you need to be flexible so that you can get in and get out whenever you want. So, you know, those things are not always the case, but for cooperatives and associations, it's always like that.
Comtem started with 65 households involved in this collective self-consumption scheme. It is envisaged to include up to 30,000 locals in the energy community in the long run and to cover 50% of the local electricity needs. Activities include collective self-consumption, storage, the optimization of the energy and economic flows of the installation, electricity sharing using blockchain, and a mobile app for citizens with information about their energy use. Thanks, Efren. Thanks a lot for the time and the information you have been sharing with me and with our listeners today. Thanks also for paving the way with Spanish municipalities and for making sure that they're making green choices when they contract services. The public purchase power, it's really a power in the sense that's how they can drive concrete change by prioritizing their investments and deciding that they would rather go towards something that has a community impact rather than just a financial advantage. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's celebrate the 100 years of Inercoop next year. That will be exciting as well.
We'll do it. We'll do it for sure.
Thanks and have a good day.
Thank you.
This episode was produced with support from Scale 2030-50. Scale is an EU project which makes collaboration happen to get many more energy communities up and running. The people behind Scale 2030-50 work on a methodology and toolkit for citizens, cities, and policymakers. If you too want to see more local energy communities across Europe, check out the toolkit and explore all of the project's resources at the website scale203050.eu, scale with 2C, like in communities, scale203050.eu. And Scale is actually funded by the EU's Horizon 2020 program. Thanks for tuning in.